Welcome to the Renee Richards Show with your host, psychic medium Renee Richards.
Hello and welcome to the show. It's psychic medium Renee Richards. The call-in number is 319-527-6723. And then you have to hit the 1 so we know you're in the queue and you want to talk. Or you might just get picked up anyway. So, let me get over here. There we go. Okay, so first-time callers always go first. Then I work down from the top to the bottom. And I first come, first serve. I do it as fair as I can. For first-time callers who have never been here before, this is an hour-long show, but I book 90 minutes in case I go over, just so nobody gets cut off or anything. And people who don't know me, my name is Renee Richards, and I am a medium. I guess if you saw the show, you know, it says the Renee Richards Show with your host, Medium Renee Richards. And I am a clairvoyant medium. I see clearly. But it's not always perfect, and it doesn't always work the way I want. And sometimes it will take me to a new level of belief and communication. So these are many readings, and I try to give you as much as I can or not, whatever's happening, whatever's going to work or not work. I tell all my clients that on private readings, that you just never know what's going to happen. And sometimes I get nothing. I mean, just nothing. It just is something, everything's not clicking. And because even when people are on the board, I can feel things already and things are starting to happen sometimes. So it's interesting the way it works. But I did want to just talk to you 1 minute about something that's real simple. So now it's all about connecting with the soul. It's not, it used to be maybe life path and, you know, the different clairs and what those all meant. And there was that went on for a long time. And I actually was trained on connecting with the soul. And my teacher, who I worked one-on-one with for years, and I still go to her every now and then, and say, help me. that was the first thing she had me do was learn how to connect with the soul for communication and for wisdom. And it really isn't it is work. I mean, it takes commitment, you know, to do it. Everything does, right? That's worth the time. You have to make an effort, but it was so simple because efficient and the easiest way to connect to the soul where you can get your own messages and information is, yes, meditation. And there's many different types of meditation. It's not sitting Indian style, and it doesn't have to be. It doesn't even have to be sitting in a chair. It can be staring out the window. It can be staring at the wall, just kind of phasing out. Till you lose your concrete minds, that chatter that's always chitty-chatting all the time. But it's really interesting because the most important thing you can do is to ask. And I know that sounds really, really simple, but it's very true. When I started, I didn't know what the heck she was talking about half the time. I was like, what? And I have my own kind of mantra that I use. I say, soul, hear me. Soul, guide me. I know we are one, and I ask you to work with me now, and I am open to receive. But I said, I ask you to work with me. And I would do that in the morning, and I do it at night, and even like during the day. But that's me, because, you know, but for a normal, just everyday person, if you start to ask to make the connection to the soul, you can get your guidance. And a lot of people call the soul spirit, but I get mixed up with that, because spirit to me is loved ones from the other side, and the soul is what's bigger than you are and also on the other side, but is much wiser. It's what you, that bigger part of who you are that you left on the other side as you incarnated into this lifetime. So it's like just a little sliver of your soul is here. And the connection that you have to the soul has a lot of wisdom and guidance. It's not pushy. It doesn't tell you, oh, you have to do this, you have to do that. It comes to you, the messages are very subtle. And it'll talk about wisdom and ways of attaining wisdom, and maybe what you need to work on in different types of ways. And that can come as visions or auditory. You might hear something, see something, feel it. It comes in many different ways. But really, the biggest thing you can do, I swear, is just start asking. When I mentor young mediums, I always say young. They're not always young, but most of them are. The process, I always say you have to ask. They say, I can't get a clear message from spirit when I'm doing a reading. I said, you need to ask for clarification. Because the whole time the medium is talking to you, there's a whole conversation that's going on. Also, I don't know how that works, but it works. It's bizarre. Like today, I couldn't even hear this lady because it was toot, toot, tootsie, goodbye. And that's an old song from like the 40s. Why is that playing in my head? So I kept asking and asking. And she kept telling me, spirit, just say it. And I'm like, okay. So I just said it, and it made sense to the client. So that's about how it goes. You just never know. Okay, I'm going to go to the phones, but remember to ask, you know, for yourself when you're quiet, and ask over and over and tell the soul that you're ready to work with it and that you're ready to make the connections that you need. Okay, here we go.
Please be aware that when calling into the Renee Richards Show, the possibility of names, dates, and some personal information will come up in the reading, as Renee is a conduit for spirit. Renee cannot edit this information, and she must say what spirit gives her. Renee Richards is not a medical intuitive, financial advisor, or physician. The Renee Richards Show is broadcast on other networks and throughout the Internet. All rights reserved for entertainment purposes. Thank you.
So it's on, the show is on Audible, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, and there's some other ones, Spotify. There's some other ones that it's on, but those RSS feeds have been cut because, you know, I've been on and off and on and off. But those that I mentioned, you can hear the show on those too. You can't call in from those, only on Blog Talk. Okay, so I am going to Maddie. Hi, Maddie.
Hi, Renee.
How are you?
Hi. Why? How are you?
I'm good. It's been quite the week, I'll tell you. It's very challenging. It's just, you know, it's the energy, and my family members will not behave.
All those different personalities.
Yes, there's a lot of personality.
Yeah,
it makes life interesting, I'll tell you that. And like I always say, you know, in each lifetime, people give us, you know, lessons. And so I have been given so many lessons, mainly about patience and forgiveness work and things like that. So it's been pretty wild. So did you have a question?
I don't have a specific question. I'm just open to whatever, I guess, my guides, angels, loved ones on the other side, if they come through and have a message for me, something maybe perhaps I need to know.
Okay. Well, first, I see you like, do you do hair? Or do something over people, like work on hair?
I did it at one time, yes.
You're not doing it anymore?
I'm not doing it anymore, but what I have thought about doing was I'm also an esthetician, and I also thought about getting back into doing skincare.
So do you...
Skincare, makeup.
Right, yeah, I know. I would love to have my own personal one. I love skin. I'm like into the skin thing. I don't know what it is. I guess I realize that you have to really take care of your skin, especially when you get older. It just seems like you really need that.
It changes. It doesn't. Kids run around with all the... all the collagen, you name it, and when we get older, start losing all of that. And
collagen is gone, baby, gone. Yeah,
the dead skin cells doesn't turn over as fast, so we need to exfoliate. You know, at least twice a week. You know,
yeah, I do that too.
It seems
to be
glowing.
And you know what? Some people get energetic facelifts. My teacher, the gal I studied with, she used to do energetic facelift, and I would do a before and after, and I'm like, how do you do that? And she started to, I could partially do it. I could feel, because I could actually feel it on my face and the skin. It felt like the skin was moving. It was the most bizarre feeling. But it really did. It took away this, we called it the saggy baggy. It took all that away.
Wow.
It was amazing. Have you worked with energy at all?
No, I have not. I've had Reiki a few times, but I never worked with it at all. No.
Okay.
But am I a healer? Because I've been told that I'm a healer.
Well, that, you know, it's your energy. And really, to tap into that, you know, it is a commitment, but meditation and then maybe some class, you know, Reiki class. But really, it's all about focus. And I think that you could, you know, everybody is going to a higher level here. And I can just see you doing like that anesthetician work, but also adding energy into it. That could be a possibility later on. There's a lot of energy around you that is it's moving really fast. Do you feel sometimes like everything's moving fast? You know, just like out of the blue, do you feel that?
Sometimes I feel like there is going to be a change. Like my life is going to change, but I'm not sure which direction I would be going. I just feel it in my gut. I just feel, and I've been feeling happy. One of those feelings, one of those things where I find myself laughing more.
Oh, that's good.
As opposed to taking things serious. I laugh more. Take for instance, I park in the parking lot, and the guy say, "You need to change that. You need to back up and straighten up. Don't don't park in both of the spaces." And so, okay, no problem. So I did that. When on my way out, he said, "The next time, remember, park in one parking space, not two of them." And so, I did not get angry. I just laughed, and he laughed with me. And so I had fun with that. And I thought, I remember the day that I probably would have been a little sensitive about that and would have been, you know, but I, it was just like, it was fun.
I love that. I love that. You know, that's how I am now. But back in the day, I would have probably had a screaming fit. Come on,
Blue.
Yeah, and just bringing all that mess, you know, into that, what you did was amazing. You turned the whole thing into something fun, and that's what I try too. I notice, like, if I leave the house and I'm grumpy, I usually run into grumpy people. But if I leave the house happy, I run into happier people. Okay, so
energy goes back to energy, right? Vibration,
it
frequency.
It is. It's all energy and frequency. And there's so many levels of it. And even within your home, there's a lot of frequency. So why does I keep getting like queen? What does that have to do with anything?
That's my last name.
Oh, how funny. Well, that is a special last name, I'll tell you, because I'm hearing queen, 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 queen. Okay. You are in the middle of a calling, and not what I always say callings are when people are dying. You know, all their family members come, and I call that a calling. I don't mean it like that. No, I mean, it's almost like a clarion calling. So it's calling you to rise to a different level of participation on this planet right now. And like what you did with that guy, that is spreading the higher vibration. That is spreading it. And that affects so many people, and it turns things around. And you actually change the outcome of a situation that most people would have dealt with a lot differently. So to me, in a way, that is manifesting. So what I'm saying, this is a perfect time for you to start manifesting. I feel like this information is coming from a higher place, because as I'm talking to you, I keep seeing a woman with a gold, you know how in the Bible they used to show them with a gold halo and it went around their head, not like a circle on top. It looks like that. And I would think that that is your connection into the soul that is really, really important. And that you're coming to a time. Are you 70-ish-y?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're coming to this time when everything is coming together for you. And whatever it is that you want to put together, what you want to start, because this is not a time to stop. As long as you have the energy and you can do it, it's the time to keep moving forward. You're going to live a long time. This isn't... and so you might as well do something that you really want to do. I would look into reading books about energy work. RJ Spina has a wonderful book about tapping into the divine. I've read his book. I actually heard that on.
So I'll go back and listen to the archives. I was going to ask you the title, the name, but I'll go back and listen.
Is the author. I can't remember the name of it, but just do his name and it'll come out. And it'll come up in that book. He has some really good stuff in the back. He actually healed himself, but that's not, I mean, that's important that he did that. But it's his meditations in there are really good working meditations. So it actually keeps your mind busy, and you're not thinking, oh my God, I got to sit quietly. You're working in the meditation. So I really think those are good meditations when you're working energetically. And he has some really good ideas. The book is reasonable. It's not like $30 or anything. I can't remember how much, but I know I didn't pay that. And I really like his work. And I, like I said, I think this is a really special time for you. There's also something about January. January is a real, going to be a transition time for you. There's something happening in January.
Wow.
So January is a, for you, is a real energetic month. And I feel like there's just a lot going on. Do you have someone named Charles or Charlie?
Do I have someone by the name of Charles?
Mm-hmm. Or Charlie?
Yeah, my ex-husband.
He's still my alive, ex-husband. Isn't he?
He's still alive, yeah.
And is your mom on the other side?
She is.
For some reason, she's reminding you about him.
Wow.
Yeah. Was there some forgiveness work you had to do around him? For yourself, you know, for him and yourself?
Yeah,
and
I did. Well, Charles is he remarried. He has a new, you know, for a number of years now.
Right.
And some forgiveness.
Yeah.
Only thing I can recall when we got a divorce, I did write a closure letter.
Oh, that's
and I
good.
Asked him to send me one, but he did not. And I did... I did ask to reunite before he got remarried, and his thought was, what would my family and friends think of me? He was his ego, I guess. And
yeah.
So he was thinking what others would think of him. And
because it's weird.
That was
he's part of
it's
your
weird.
Soul family. Yeah, because he's part of your
he's
soul
part
family.
He's part of my soul family.
Yep. You guys have reincarnated together. And I feel like on one level, you wouldn't even know, like, that you guys communicate. But, like, what your mom is saying is that connection still happens today. I'm not saying get back with them. I'm not saying talk to them. But from the other side, I feel like there is a communication that goes on. I think your mom's right in that regard. So that's interesting to me.
Well, I did have a dream about him a couple of nights ago, this week, I believe. Mm-hmm. But I woke up and, you know, how you move around and the dream kind of goes away. And midday sometime, my daughter mentioned something about dad or what have you. And I thought, you know what? I had a dream about him, but I forgot what it was all about. But he was in my dream. And so she said, oh, why don't you call dad to see if he's okay? And I said, nope, he has a new wife and da-da-da, and I don't, you know.
Yeah.
But my question, do they see that Charles helped me, how would I put this? Yeah, simple. Does Charles help me, is my name listed in the will, in his will?
I heard yes, which is kind of strange, really. But I do feel like there is that connection there. So, and I think that he's getting up there, and yeah, your mom is confirming all that, confirming that he's getting up there, and also confirming that she thinks that somehow you're in that. You're in the will, which is bizarro. Mm-hmm. You know, when you think about it.
Bizarre? Yeah. Well, yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
But I think there is a strong, I mean, in the 3D, it's bizarre. In this other realm, it's not, because of the connection between the two of you. So I just find that so interesting that he would do that, you know? So it won't be too long. You're going to find out. Bless his heart and his soul. We don't want him to go, but so. Okay, I'm going to let you go with that. I hope that helps.
It did. Thank you so much, Renee. And I'm going to look into more about the energy and the facial energy and all of that good stuff, because I'm going to be out there as opposed to settling in. I'm ready to get back out.
Yeah. A lot of people are in that age group. Mm-hmm. So that's amazing. I think it's fantastic. Thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate it, Maddie. It was a pleasure to talk to you. Okay. Oh, wait. No. Oh, there we are. Christy.
Hello, Renee.
Hi. How are you?
Okay. This is by my old name. I used to be Christy who?
Right. I think that was put in there in the, let me see. Yes, Siree Bobby. Yeah.
It's so good to hear you on the program again.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I didn't realize how many years I'd actually, I think it was like 2012 or 13.
Mm-hmm.
That long. And then I was off, and then I was on, then I was off, then I was on. So I'm always off and on, but I've been good for a while now. We'll see what happens.
Uh-huh.
So what's going on with you, Christy?
Well, a lot of things are going on with me, a lot of stressful things.
Yep.
And I was wondering if anybody would popped into my head was a word of prayer. No, really. But anybody on the other side have a positive message for me?
Well, my dear, I think it's always so weird the way that one. Do I remember that? Because it sounds like the same voice from before, and I can't see him, but like a father figure. A male.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be your father?
Yeah, my father's on the other side. And yes, he has come through before with you.
Yeah, it's weird. I feel like he's the one coming through, and what he's saying is, and did he smoke?
Yes.
And he's got a little bee with him, a little dog in his arms. Did he have a little dog that he liked?
Yeah, he's had few dogs in his life.
It was a little one.
I was much younger.
Yeah, a little
yeah,
one?
Yeah, little dogs, yeah.
Okay, yeah. And he has on a plaid shirt that looks country, and it's all tucked in. And I already asked you if he smoked, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, because I can smell that, and it's funny because he's got a sense of humor, and not that this is part of his sense of humor, but he says you've been going through a lot lately. He says you've been going through a lot lately, little lady. Little lady.
Yeah.
And he said he knows that they all know that this is a very stressful time for a lot of us, and that we're all having, a hard time getting through, especially with financially right now on top of everything else. And then, of course, we got to go into the holidays, all that. Oh, and then there's the flu season, and oh, boy. So, but there's a lot. He knows there's a lot going on. And he said that you have such a big heart, and you're inside. So many people care about you, and you care about a lot of people too. And that he wishes he could make it all better for you. He wishes he could fix it. So I said you just have to keep going, and that he feels like things are going to get better or ease up. And are you having trouble at work?
Yeah.
Because he's also talking about work, and he says, oh my God, he goes, that whole thing looks like a spaghetti mess is what he calls it, a big bowl of spaghetti mess. It's a big spaghetti mess. And I think that he said that he's with you almost every day. And that you try so hard with the people that you work with that it just absolutely goes against your grain for what is happening there, and that it really takes a lot for you to stay motivated. And there's a woman with him too, a really skinny woman. Does that make sense?
Yeah, probably my mother, even though they were divorced.
Yeah. She looks really, really thin. And I get, it probably is the way she looked right before she passed. But she still has on, did she dress feminine because she has on a really pretty, I can only see her from the waist up, but I can see her arms and her hands, and she's got on a real pretty floral top. Anyway, I don't know why I get lost in that kind of stuff. But I guess the message is that we're here with you. And we don't want you to go through things alone. We're here with you. And didn't you have some kind of thing about you didn't know who your father was, or you thought he was someone else, or what was that about? Was there something like that?
Well, as a child, I used to ask my mother whether or not I was adopted. And she said, her answer used to be, as much as you look like your father, where would you get that idea from? I go, maybe you treat me a little bit different than the other kids. I never did answer her question, but my dad was definitely my father. It's just that in the way as a child I was treated so differently than my sister that it was like, you sure I'm not adopted?
Yeah. And I don't think you were adopted.
No, uh-uh. I definitely, as an adult, I looked way too much like my father.
Yeah. That accent of yours cracks me up. I love that. I love Southern accents or whatever that is.
It's definitely a Southern accent.
Yeah, I guess it's something different. Energy around you is really all about love and supporting you in what you're doing. Is there a Stuart?
I used to work with a Stuart. And come and think about, no, in this job, I have met a Stuart. But on this side, as far as I know, he has not passed. He would have had passed
today. I don't
today
know why I keep hearing Stuart. And it may make no sense, and that's okay.
Yes, it is okay.
So the message is about you feeling loved and knowing that you're cared for. Now, as far as, which is interesting, you've got also some light beings around you, which are, you know, I call them interdimensional people.
Okay.
Which is around you, that's curious. I don't remember that from before. And so there's a lot of that is around you. Your father knows about it. Your mom knows about it. And they both say they've always been here with us. You know, a lot of, there are some people that think these interdimensional light beings, and I've seen them myself, we're kind of mistaken for angels because angels were full of light, and so are these. They're all light. They're not, but they don't feel, they feel very advanced, so it feels different. So I find that interesting too. How isn't your sister's little dog, how is he doing, or she?
He's still having a lot of problems with his allergies, and he's a rescue, so we don't know a lot of his history, but he's hanging in there.
Oh, good. Well, I hope this helped you a little bit along the road.
Yes, it has.
It was so good to hear from you. I haven't heard from you in such a long time.
I know. It's good hearing your voice, too.
Oh, you take care, Christy.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I cut you off. I'm sorry. I have to time that better. I don't know when to cut, you know, to mute people. I'm always cutting them off. Okay. Tanika. Hi, Tanika.
Hi, Renee. How are you?
How are you?
Good.
I'm good. I'm still breathing. I'm still fighting.
Good. I'm so glad.
I haven't given up yet.
I'm so glad. It's so good to talk to you. I've been through a lot of changes. I'm still going through a lot of changes. You're so good that I just want you to just tell me, just pick up what you see and then I can confirm anything or answer any questions for you. I'm sure you'll see a lot and tell
okay.
me that.
Well, we never know, but we try, right?
Yeah.
we keep the faith. So,
yeah. You
know, the last 2 years with COVID and then, you know, we were quarantined inside. And then even... So 2020 and 2021, It seems like that time period, a lot of people did a lot of growing, and they really made a lot of changes. So that's what I'm always interested in, are those changes that people go through. And do you pray or meditate?
I pray.
Okay. So that, and you did a lot of praying for a lot of other people also. And so what I feel like is that really tuned you in for a lot of the changes that were coming, but that what's coming for you is going to be the rewards of what you've been wanting, what you've been asking for. So what is it you've been asking for?
Oh, God. I've been asking for love, independence, financial stability, a partner that truly loves me, like from inside out, children of my own, marriage, a true connection, and just peace. Like, someplace in the world, I don't know where I should be living. I just relocated to someplace. I don't know if I'm going to be staying here, if this is the right place for me to even move to, because I moved here against my own choice. It wasn't my choice. I had to, because I couldn't financially stay where I was. And the people, my mom just decided to sell the house, so I had to go. And so I just want to live where I belong and be with a real partner who really loves me, like a true connection, and not this stuff I've been getting in the last couple of years that just brought me so low. And like children and marriage and like a cat, like money, you know, a job that I love, if that's what I meant to have, and like financial stability and like peace, you know, just no more hurt.
And you know, it really doesn't matter where you're at, because what happens is that you, wherever you're at is fine. Are you on the East Coast?
I just left the East Coast, just left Long Island, New York, and now I'm in Florida. So last 2 weeks we just moved here, but I had wanted to move here for a decade.
Did you miss the storms?
Luckily we were fine. We weren't in a place that affected, but like I don't know why I used to want to move here so bad, and then now in the last couple of years I started to have a change of heart, and I started thinking of other places in the world, like I don't know, Idaho, Vegas, Arizona, I have no idea. But then this happened and I couldn't choose, I had to just come, you know?
Right.
And I don't know if this is right for me or not.
Well, you know, like I said, it doesn't really matter where you go, because wherever you're at, you still have the same power that you had before as far as manifesting. For relationships, you know, you're not that far from, in time-wise, no matter where you're at, even if you move to Montana, you would, whoever it is that you're meant to be with, there are different people scattered everywhere that can align with you and bring you exactly what you need. And there are all the things that you want are coming towards you. But it's like almost like you need to concentrate on those things. Are you working right now?
I'm looking for work. My father is trying to convince me to go to Texas next week for an insurance adjustment job that I got a license for, a field that I'm totally not interested in. He just says it's good money. A couple of my aunts did it, and they have their own places now, you know. So they have a job deployment in Texas next week for like 30 to 60 days. So I'd be like in a hotel by myself, going to a job down there for 30 to 60 days. And I don't feel comfortable with it, but I feel like bad saying no to it. So other than that, Florida has like no jobs, and the jobs down here are like $15 an hour. I'm far from everything. I don't even own a car yet. And the jobs here are like $15, and the rent is like 1,700 to 2,000 now because it's gone up.
Yeah,
so.
I can imagine. Yeah. It's like even Arizona is that way now. I don't live down in Phoenix. I live up in the mountains in the North Country, they call it. And even up here, the rents are horrible. So really the first thing is getting a roof over your head and making sure that you can afford to take care of yourself. I think that gaining that independence that you can gain by maybe doing that is really important. I really do. I mean, it just looks like it just lifts you up and sends you on your way. That's super important. And maybe just grit your teeth and get through it and then do something that you want to do down the road. What do you want to do? What is it that your heart is set on?
I would love to work with animals or something to do with, like, beauty, like, or with healing, like, with the body, like, something like yoga or spiritual or Reiki or helping animals or, like, or even cooking desserts. Like, just something pretty and happy and peaceful, you know, like, that makes
right.
people feel good.
No, I know.
I have
when
no
you
idea.
Take... When you take that and then you compare it to like having insurance, you know, selling insurance, and it's really very difficult. I understand that. And I really, you know, your vibration is a really nice vibration. You're very calming and you can give that to others. Now, something like massage therapy and then go into an esthetician or I don't even know if I'm saying that correctly, like the last lady was talking about, and then even taking some energy like Reiki classes, just take one and see what it feels like. And so it's like you have to make a decision which way you're going to go. If you go with the insurance thing, you're probably not going to be happy, but you'll be able to take care of yourself at the end of a certain time period if you sell enough, but your heart's not in it. So if you're willing to sacrifice, is it just you or do you have children?
It's just me. I don't have children. And May 20th, I had surgery. I'm telling you because this is you and I know how you're like a big deal to me. I had surgery on May 20th for fibroids. I tried to get pregnant since I was like in my 30s, and it just doesn't happen. I was hoping that the surgery would help me, but I don't know if the cards show that I'll ever have children, you know. It wasn't an easy surgery. It's painful.
And how old are you?
December 3rd, I turned 44.
I knew a lady who had a baby at 51. So never say never. And they said she couldn't get pregnant. And I said, oh, she's going to get pregnant. Oh, no. They said I can't get pregnant. I said, you're going to get pregnant. So, I mean, things like that happen all the time. I think that so you did have the surgery, and you just need to get some things settled before that happens. I think there's still time to have a baby if you want one, but you need to get things settled. And I think that when you get into what you want, where your heart is at, and you only have to worry about you right now. You should move ahead and what you feel passionate about. Because it's really, really important that people follow that. They follow their passion. Especially now, you do what you love or what you're interested in. And I know your father's going to have a heart attack. And if he heard me telling you this, he'd probably have a heart attack. That's what I was saying. But I really do think, Tanika, it is really important that you follow where you're being guided. And I do think you're being guided. I think that in your prayers, when you're asking and you're talking, it's being answered. And it's being answered through you. And what I see is I see a beautiful white light coming down. It's going right into your heart. And it's showing you your choices, like what would be the best way to move forward. And if you follow that, I think that you're going to do well. You also have a beautiful pink, which is a crystalline pink. And it's real misty with white mixed in with it. And to me, that is abilities. And so you have some communication going on. And you are being guided by your soul, yourself. To me, those are the same thing. And it's talking to you, and it's pushing you in certain directions. And I don't think you're going to be in alignment with the family. I think, you know what I mean? They're going to have different, mm-hmm. they're going to look at you and think you're crazy. And because your dad, I feel like he's really hardwired, you know, and he's very practical and very down to earth, and you do this and A, B, C, and then you'll get D. And well, if you do your own A, B, C, you will get D also. So the anesthetician, massage therapy, or yoga, but you have to really be dedicated in it. The yoga would be amazing for you because it would open up a lot of parts of you physically that I can see you feel tight in, and it would open up some areas I think that would be really helpful. So yeah. I don't know.
Do you think that I'm meant to stay in Florida? Do you see me staying in Florida or somewhere else?
You know, I almost feel like you end up going up north more, into like, I don't know why I want to say like Alabama or Louisiana. There's, you know, I've heard a lot of things about Alabama lately for some reason, and that keeps popping up in my mind. I don't know. I don't know about Texas. You need to find a community to be a part of, though.
I know.
With the healing and working on all that, because that all kind of goes together. Whenever you put your hands on people, I don't care what you're doing a healing. You're doing, you know, that's flowing through you to them. So I think that I don't think Florida's the place right now, but it's okay. Mm-hmm. You could even start in Florida, start to learn, you know, and then pick up and go.
Is my advice? Do you see me with, like, a husband and having children? Because I used to think...
I do. I think that's all going to be a part of it. But I think that's at least 2 years away.
Oh, wow.
I do. I think it's going to take that time. And it doesn't matter where you're at either. I definitely get that feeling that it doesn't matter where you're at. Wherever you go, that's all that... those connections are going to be made no matter where you're at. Remember that. It doesn't really matter where you're at. What matters is what's going on inside, because what goes on inside is what calls to the people to move forward, to come into your life.
Right.
So, and we have the power to do that. We're constantly taught that we don't, but we do. So I hope that helps you, Tanika, with moving forward. I know it can be really difficult. So I appreciate you calling and being part of the show and helping others also. We help others as we move along. Okay, let me see. Okay, I'm going to Evelyn. Hello, Evelyn.
Hello.
How are you tonight?
I'm just peachy.
Cheeking?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, God, that's an old saying. So, what's your question?
I'll let you pick up what you can, see if I'm having any divine guidance in finding a new job, even though I do have one. I'm just not happy there anymore.
Well, you know what's happening, how everybody is kind of moving and changing and things are shifting. So I think that you're not happy there. And, I mean, you look at it and you say, why aren't I happy? What's going on? You know, then now, are you 70-ish?
No, I'm 64.
Oh, you're young. I'm in my 60s, too, also.
Yeah.
And,
you know, not old, but not young.
Okay. And let's see. Okay. So you need, if you're not in your job, you need to make the change. Do you have a connection with September?
Other than my birthday?
Oh, it is your birthday. Okay. September, because I keep writing down 9. Okay.
A couple of things happened in September other than my birthday. There were 2 deaths in September, too, that I'm related to, let's put it that way.
Okay, just a second. Is there a Leslie on the other side or Les?
Yes.
Leslie.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so that's interesting because this Leslie is saying that they're that. She's saying, like, you have to
they're
make...
They're
this is a...
They're men. Not by Leslie that I'm aware of. These are a father-in-law and a husband.
Well, let's just go... Well, okay, I'm not... I can't go to another... So I'm going to go with the person... That's talking to me who is a female, and the person is saying, my God, you need to make a move now. is your mom on the other side?
No.
Huh, I wonder who this is. So How was Leslie related to you, the male?
Okay, so Leslie is my father-in-law, and actually my husband's real name is Leslie, but he changed it to Bob. So it depends how it comes through.
And he's on the other side, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. So this is a female. It looks like an older female. I thought it was a mother figure. It could be a grandmother. But she's saying, you need to make the move. And then she brought it. I kept hearing Leslie. So I don't know. Was he an example?
Maybe that's my mother-in-law. Huh?
Was he an example of... Was the Leslie that that died that was a father-in-law, was he an example? Like, did he live a life where he was miserable in his job or what he did in life?
I only think in the final years, maybe the last 10 years of his life. The prior to that, I didn't know him.
Oh, because I almost feel like it's showing as an example of not to to live your life to the fullest of what you feel like you can accomplish. And if you are miserable, and I feel like your job opportunities are huge. Like, there's a lot of opportunities out there for you. And this is the time to make the move right now. This is the time within, like, the next 2 months.
Right.
And the reason being is that I see a lot of change that's coming, and it has to do with work and this person who is going on is talking about that that what's opening up is open right now. It's almost like there's a window of opportunity for you that is opening up. There's all, it looks like all these roads that are coming down to you. So that means opportunity, and all you have to do is go out and start to look, and you will find which one that you need to take or is perfect for you.
Okay.
I feel like they're close to where you're at, and I also, are you in Arizona?
Yep.
So
I'm on the west side, though.
On the left side? What's that mean?
West.
Oh, left. Oh, west.
West.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay, yeah. So it's just time to, it's time to go. It's time to make your change. When you feel unsatisfied at work and there's nothing you can do to change it, when there's nothing you can do to alleviate it, and you can go ahead and make the change. You need to make the change. So do you work, like, in customer service? Like,
yes.
Do you talk to a lot of people and
retail.
Help them? Oh.
Well,
and
it's grocery retail.
Okay. So is that, like, at a desk?
No. That's me being on my feet all day.
Oh, boy.
No, it's in the grocery industry.
Hmm.
But I'm looking to do something at a desk, whether it's remote, something close to home.
Yeah. I just think this is the time right now that there's so many things happening and so much change that's going to come that you need to go ahead and make the change.
Right.
I think that... I always am leery, you know, like when people say, well, you know, you've had enough, you're fed up and you need to let
right.
go and make a move. And let somebody else take the position that you're in because it's just the perfect timing for you.
Okay.
So you just have to think a little out of the box, like, what do you want to do? You have to know what you want to do. Do you know what you want to do?
I would say no, but I'm looking into, the way I feel right now, I was just looking to do a remote job, work from home. I have no distractions here, so I can do that as long as I... You know, though it comes, you know, I hate to say it, it comes down to, you know, making sure I can still make the money I'm making, though, because anything less would be a struggle.
Right. No, I agree. Yeah. So I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. Have you been out there looking yet?
Yes, I have been. In the last couple months, I have. And one, I could have had it, but it was $3-4 less an hour, and I said no. And the other one never did call back or send me a message, so I never followed
right.
up on that one.
Yeah. So you have a lot of experience. The thing is that you're probably going to fall into that hole again of because you said grocery, right, or that type.
Yeah.
So you might fall, and you're going to have to reach up past that and go to something else.
Right.
But you can
do it.
And I feel like this is the perfect time to do it. So it's full speed ahead.
Okay.
And, of course, don't give up what you're doing till you're ready to make the move.
Well, I know.
I always tell my son that, but it always ends up, he's like, nah, I'm going to quit. I know I can find another job. And he does. And
some people can. My brother just did the same thing. Got let go from one job, and he got, in less than 24 hours, he has another job. But he's in an industry that he's needed, and so he can get into these jobs where I don't know where I qualify as needed, but qualified, maybe, to some extent.
You have to stop thinking that way too, though. You have to start thinking about what it is you really want and then see it happening and feel it happening so that the energy is going out there. You're already pulling things in. I can already see that. And you did have some opportunities, but there's more. You just have to keep going and keep following it. I think that by February, you actually find something. Oh, yeah, that's a definite go. It's a go. It just keeps going, the energy. If it were to stop, I would say to you, young lady, it's going to be a while. But it doesn't. It flows really well. So it's perfect time.
Okay, good. Good.
Yeah. Now just remember when you are doing it, when you're thinking about it, when you're looking, don't say to yourself, I can't qualify for that. You look past that part of it, because people are searching for really good people, and that experience that you have right now, you can use into something else to get you in, and then they'll train you, and it's going to move. It's going to keep moving. So don't go in with a limited belief structure at all. Don't do that, because if you do it, you'll be cutting your own – well, that's not the right terminology. You'll be disturbing the energy.
We don't want
to do that. We want it to flow. Okay. So I hope that helps. And thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate it. Okay, you guys. I hope you have a great weekend. What the heck holiday is it on Monday? I don't even know. I heard there's a holiday on Monday. I don't know. That's how much I pay attention. And have a good weekend. I'll see you next week, and we'll do it again and see what happens. And thank you all for calling in and participating. Thank you to my screener. Oh, my God. Thank you so much for helping me. And have a great weekend. Be good. Good night.